Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour number four, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, Jerry Jones, asked if he thought about this Dak Prescott situation. He says, do I think it'll be Dak's last year with the Cowboys? No. Am I being psychotic relative to my mirror? No. I'm not sure what he meant by that. But do you?
I think so. I think he's saying, I'm looking in the mirror and I know what I see. And I'm not fooling myself when I think that Dak could still be here.
Okay.
You know, right. He's not looking at his face in the mirror and seeing a bunch of acne and thinking that his face is just super clear.
Okay. I love it. You might be the new Jerry Whisperer.
He also said, though, that it's difficult with 70% of the cap going to three
which
players.
Which is.
And that math does not math.
No. That math doesn't math. No. I mean, we think maybe
50%. That's something he brought up.
But that's weird because Jerry's the guy that's always like 2 + 2 = 5 or whatever, right? 1 + 1 = 3. And he's doing the thing now where he's adding way too much.
Yeah.
He's gone the other way with it.
Yeah.
So
maybe he knows what these guys are asking for.
Well, I mean, it's just ridiculous, though, because are you telling me an NFL team can't afford a quarterback, wide receiver, and edge rusher at market rate and also build out a team?
Yeah,
Maybe not at the top three positions they can't.
Okay. Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones.
Exactly.
I think the best example, Warren Sharp, because this is taking off. Everybody on NFL Twitter right now is like, I can't believe Jerry's saying this. He's, you know, this is a bunch of horse ass. But you had Warren Sharp talking about, they paid Hurts $51 million a year in Philadelphia. Then they got A.J. Brown at $32 million a year. They got wide receiver 2, Devontae Smith, at $25 million a year. And they got 3 offensive linemen, $20 million each per year.
And they gave Barkley what he wanted. They're paying a running back.
And they are paying a running back. So it can be done.
It absolutely can be done.
But look at what San Francisco is doing.
It's negotiating in the public. It's trying to put pressure on the players or make the fans think, you know. And I just think that's such an outdated way of doing things. It's just weird, and it's unnecessary. And maybe it's
It sounds like they're getting watchdog about it now, though.
They're getting watchdog.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking, you know, 70%. It's like, depending on where you do the math and how you structure things, 50% or less. Okay, then he added, in my life, I've had a lot of things I wanted that I couldn't get because I couldn't afford it. Do you guys take that as a sign that he's prepping the fans for Dak's departure or negotiating in the media?
I think it's always negotiating in the media. You know, I mean, he did say he wants Dak to be here. He doesn't envision that this is going to be Dak's final training camp with the Cowboys. So I think this is absolutely negotiating in the media. And I think Dak did his own negotiating right back when he took the podium. And for the first time, we heard him talk about maybe life after the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I just think Jerry loves having a quarterback good enough to make the playoffs. And any quarterback that can get a deal close to market rate with the Cowboys would prefer to stay here. I don't think there is a close second best as far as a, you know, opportunity to grow your celebrity and a business platform. Now, if you absolutely have it as a life goal to hoist that Lombardi trophy, then maybe you want to go. You know, but if winning isn't that important, being on the most popular team, growing your brand for post-career opportunities and all that, this is the place to be. And it'll be really interesting to see, you know. But Dak basically said it again. I told y'all once I arrive here, we're not going to be talking about this until the end of the year. So hopefully that means we don't have to have this conversation much at all until after the Super Bowl. Here's the Chief with more of the finest.
Yeah, I did want to just dig into that a little bit. As Walchuk mentioned, like, it was a pretty interesting moment where Dak sort of, he starts to say something and then he grins and he stops himself and then he's like,
it was a long pause.
It was, yeah.
Like, he knew what he was about to say.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to say it. I want to be here. But when you look it up, all the other great quarterbacks that I watched played for other teams, and that's not something to fear. So him putting it out there, I thought that was definitely the moment here when we were all listening to the presser. That was
biggest
the one moment
away.
That really jumped out,
no
for
doubt.
Sure. And so he's having to do his part when it comes to the negotiations as well. You know, he's not going to do the thing. That's clearly a guy who wants to make as much money as possible because he's not just doing the easy, no, I want to be here, I want to be here, no matter what, I want to be here. He's opening it up to the idea, and he's right. I mean, now that you've seen, just as of late, you see Peyton Manning in a Broncos uniform, you see Brady in a Buccaneers uniform, just those two things right there. And we know
Tom
how much
Brady,
of a...
Tom Brady, you mentioned Joe Montana.
Aaron
number
Rodgers.
Four, Favre. Rodgers.
Yeah, now Rodgers. Exactly.
Matt Ryan did it at the end.
I mean, you really, I'm struggling now. It was interesting when he said that to go through my memories of, like, who are the players other than Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
You know, who are the greats that stayed home with one team? And obviously that, you know, predated, you know, Dak growing up in a
Marino,
the game.
John Elway.
They're Dan Marino, John Elway. There's a couple of them. You know, Steve Young even started with Tampa, if you wanted to go back into the 90s. So, yeah, you know, I think he's got a healthy perspective on it, you know, and I think that's, you know, probably the right way to look at it, not only for your own personal fulfillment, but for your negotiating platform as well. And it's clear, you know, the Cowboys have their hands full here because of the way they've negotiated things. They don't have a lot of credibility at the table. So just waiting until the Cowboys give you what you want, I think is going to be the smart play for any agent with any player, Chief.
You had Jane Slater showing a video on her Twitter account today of CeeDee Lamb getting some work, and apparently he's working out in Houston. So that is where he is posted up right now as he awaits his new contract, and hopefully CeeDee Lamb gets back here in a quick fashion the same way Zach Martin did last year when he was holding out for his contract.
No later
stuff.
Than Monday. This thing will get done soon.
No later than Monday?
Yeah.
Are we all on board with that?
Yeah. I mean, I went as far as Saturday earlier.
Oh, that's right.
In the week.
You did.
But I think, hey, Monday is their off day here. Maybe Monday's the day that they're off. They're not having to work when it comes to practice, and they just go ahead and make sure they dot their I's, cross their T's, and this thing's done. We're talking about it on Tuesday.
Steve said, though, that both Micah and CeeDee are asking for more than Justin Jefferson. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe this is going to be a tricky one. And Brandon Cook said, I was with the Rams, and Aaron Donald missed camp 3 years in a row, and it didn't affect his playing. So, you know, maybe this could be an extended holdout, a little bit of extra time, work on your own, and, you know, because that's a big gap to come down from if you're looking. Looking for what, 35? Is that 35 or 36 for Jefferson?
35 solid for Jefferson. When I asked, I said, you know, because we talked about Hill and others, that maybe it's not at $30 million. It's 28-something or 27-something, but the indication I got with Jefferson, it was a solid 35.
Cooper Beebe's coming up in 10 minutes, and that's kind of why I said, like, their table image is wrecked. From a poker player perspective, if you play all the hands and you're constantly raising and calling and stuff, people look at you like, this guy will just play any cards. You know, there's no credibility behind his moves. And if they're asking you for $36 million and they're looking at you like, hey, you know, eventually it's got to be time to say, okay, enough with the old tactics. I need to try something new, which is to call their bluff. And say, you're done here. And I think if the Cowboys would just be willing to do that a couple of times and be more careful with who they give the big money to, they could really benefit from their brand in a major way. But I just think they like the comfort and they like paying their own guys way too much.
They did it with Ware, though, didn't they?
They did. They let Ware go.
They moved on from Ware. And, you know,
they just did it with Tyron Smith.
Yeah, they have it. They have the ability to. They've done it, but it's just not to the level of what you're asking them to do.
Yeah, it's usually like third contract time.
Yeah.
You know, after post 30, where they can justify a little bit more, like you're sort of on the back nine of your career. Doing it to a guy who is in the dead ball's prime of his career is a different story. And apparently, CeeDee Lamb, 195 pounds, bigger faster, more explosive than previous years, folks.
Speaking of
we're back. Best shape of your life season.
I got Mozzie Smith's weight. He's 310 pounds.
Ooh. He's wearing that well.
310. Yeah, he is wearing that well.
I was like, man, he could probably put on a little more. Maybe he's just getting really strong. Maybe a lot of that's muscle.
Yeah. He looks lean.
He does look lean.
John Bishota and I were down at the defensive end of the field just watching him move around stuff. The moving around part of it is not a hard thing for him to do. But there was not a lot of work with the offense and defensive line together because it was really 7-on-7 defensive back, quarterback, receivers. That was the heavy part of practice, what we saw today.
Yeah, it was. And then a lot of the group individual work. I'll tell you, the guy that stood out the most to me today was John Stevens, Jr.
Dude, yes.
I mean, I saw Mike could carry him on a route one time. He tried to kind of nod him outside and go vertical. And I was surprised. I'm like going, who is that? And then he turned.
Right.
And it was Micah.
He looked bigger. Oh, yeah. Micah. Micah was looks quicker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Micah did a couple things really kind of nice with carrying John Stevens on that vertical route, but he also, though, Schoonmaker tried to go one-on-one with him at a point of attack play. Micah snatched him pretty quick and kind of put him aside. Micah looked like to me today that he was practicing like, it was like how you like, kind of like a little bit of a chip.
He was hungry.
Well, I don't know. It was, you know, maybe first day, maybe it was all the crap that he had to hear from us talking about him and stuff through the offseason. But there was purpose in the way he practiced today. I when I'm watching the point of attack and I'm watching him grab Schoonmaker, it's Schoonmaker. So Schoonmaker's trying to block him. I mean, Schoonmaker's in a good position. But Micah just grabbed him and kind of tossed him aside. And then the route where he had to carry John Stevens. We all know Stevens is a guy that has that linear long build.
He's long, and he's when he big, goes over, he's
they,
quick.
Yeah, there was purpose today in the way they threw the football with trying to get vertical routes. It wasn't the vertical game, though, for Trey Lance. Everything seemed to be underneath for him more than what you saw with Cooper Rush and Dak trying to go down the field.
I think Scooney needs to watch out. You might have some John Stevens tight end too by the end of this season, man. I think him and Ferguson, you talk about deep threats, seam up the middle, guys that can give you a little bit of yak. We'll see about the blocking aspect of it. That's important. There's no question about it. But, boy, he was exciting today.
Yeah, from an athletic tight end pass-catching standpoint, I mean, he looks the part for sure. And so John Stevens mixed with a little Ferguson. I mean, that could be a pretty sexy tandem there as the what's better than one security blanket? Two of them. Make them both athletic as well. That's fantastic. And shout out to Fergie, who was wonderful with Sean and RJ
This morning. He's awesome, man.
He really is the man. Love me some Ferguson. Okay, let's see. Otherwise, did you see a lot of Micah off-ball linebacker stuff today, Broadus?
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him carrying. And what they did was Zimmer moved him around quite a bit. You had both defensive ends. Matter of fact, Lawrence and Williams were flipping sides. So, like, I saw some right end from Lawrence, left end from Sam Williams. It wasn't the normal, hey, just keep one guy on the left end side and let's go to work. But Micah moved around quite a bit. And like I said, I didn't expect to see him covering. He was in pass coverage, and he was flipping sides. It wasn't say, okay, just rush him off the right side and hope for the best.
Do you think Zimmer sees him as the A-gap guy?
I think Zimmer sees him as a weapon, but I was encouraged that Zimmer's, it, you know, usually people just take Micah Parsons, one of the best in the business when it comes, put the hand in the dirt and go. Zim said, nah, you're going to have to play a little coverage if you're going to play for me.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I felt like, though, that it was one of those practices for Micah where he was like a little tired of hearing all the things about him, and he practiced that way today.
That's good. That's good. I mean, he's probably does have a little
Tolbert,
chip on the shoulder.
Tolbert, if I could talk about this. Tolbert,
yes, dude, he made an incredible grab from
Brooks.
Dak.
Yeah,
Tolbert and Brooks both looked really good.
If you're asking, and I know Bobby and I talk about this on Love of the Star, I kind of feel like that Brooks is probably the more mental tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Tolbert had some good toughness today. He got him down on the goal line. They were able to score on the very next play.
Nice one on Bland, that low behind him from Dak.
Well,
it was a great ball.
I'll tell you what, overall, I thought the secondary did really well because there were several times where all of a sudden quarterbacks having to scramble. They got no rush. Now the quarterback's having to move. Bland goes on an inside carry, and next thing you know, Dak tries to fit it in there, knocked away. Trey Lance was in a situation where he tried to throw the ball underneath, and they were right there in coverage. Vaughn knocks the ball in the air. It's intercepted. So secondary, it was no pass rush, But the quarterbacks had to move around a lot today in order to get the ball out.
Yeah, Donovan Wilson had an excellent PBU as well, which is important to see because I don't think coverage really
looked
like his
strength.
He got beat
on the goal line after the
was Cropper. And yeah. Jalen Cropper, my goodness, the burst that he's got in and out of his breaks, that might be an underrated receiver to look at. But, hey, so far the center battle, you know, I'm keeping a close eye on that. We're going to talk with Cooper Beebe. A couple of missed snaps today, a little bit low. Bounce back did have some clean looks, but I do think it's clear right now Hoffman's got a slight edge when it comes to that battle. We'll see when the pads come on, though.
Adoga left tackle right now, too, in the drills and in practice and stuff. Again, no teamwork, but he was the left tackle for the ones today.
That was one of the welcome back to training camp moments for me, was just realizing and remembering how big these freaking offensive linemen are. Oh, my gosh,
especially
Tyler.
When you see Willetsko.
Willetsko's huge, but, like, Tyler Smith just looks unbelievable. Brock Hoffman, dude, it looks the part. Like, if you're going to tell, does. I know they got a lot of Hoffman guys in there, want him to be the starting center. If he's going to show out, I mean, physically, he looks fantastic. So that was something. And Guyton, as a rookie, just a lean, huge,
big boy,
big dude at the tackle spot. So that was good.
Right on, Chief. Thank you once again for an edition of The Finest. And Cooper Beebe's going to sit down with us next, the rookie third rounder trying to step in and start at center. We'll pepper him with questions next here in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Here on 105.3 The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We are live in Oxnard at Training Camp 2024. It's brought to you by our friends at Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Cooper Beebe sitting down in our hot seat, brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Here's Coop. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, the unanimous All-American out of Kansas State, third-round pick by the Cowboys. And he's going to step in at center. Cooper Beebe here with us on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
Looks like you worked up a pretty good sweat. What do you think of NFL training camp?
It's definitely a new experience, but I'm enjoying it. Playing, finally getting to play football, actual football. So, I love it. And being around those guys, man, you can't ask for anything better.
Looks like maybe a D lineman got you up here on the neck or something. They pulling out some claws on you today?
We put hands on each other. It's just part of it, and you live to battle another day.
Speaking of those battles, what do you notice in the difference between fully grown men, developed players you got to go up against, and are you ready for that challenge and to take the next step right now?
Absolutely, I'm ready for the challenge. I think the biggest thing for me that I've noticed is just the intensity every play. I think in college you get a lot of DTs that, take plays off. And here in the NFL, man, they're going 100% every play. So that's just something you got to get used to. You got to used to, battling 100% every play. And I think that's, the biggest difference.
How's this move to center going for you?
It's going good. Doing OTAs, getting used to it. I'm really comfortable at it now. And, just continue to perfect my craft and continue working and, compete for that job.
Is the snapping process of it the biggest adjustment for you switching over from guard?
Absolutely, yeah. I did a little bit in college here and there, but yeah, the snap's definitely been the biggest change.
So I wanted to ask you about that because obviously president of the Cooper Beebe Fan Club here. I loved your college tape. You're my guy. But I heard at K-State you guys would do offensive line practices where you'd shuffle things and you would play different positions. So how has that even helped you for this transition?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for me is just understanding, how to play each position and, kind of their techniques and, what their footwork is, what is their mental process. And it helps me, coming in at center because now I know, what my guard's thinking, what my tackle's thinking. So we can, just put it all together and, I can help you, kind of smooth things out.
It's Cooper Beebe here with us on The Fan now. I don't know. Are you used to, as an offensive lineman, having fanboys in the media, or is this a new experience for you?
It's definitely a new experience. Usually the offensive line doesn't get much love, so this is definitely a new experience for sure.
It's where games are won, in the trenches here, Cooper. People need to know this.
So Zach does the post-game show. He's already got a 56 jersey he's wearing at the post-game show.
He forgot his K-State beef hat, too. He should have worn the K-State beef.
Somebody sent me, Brandon Laurie, another Cowboys media member, sent me a K-State beef hat. I should have worn it for you. I'm sorry.
Cooper, when you talk about the adjustment of having to play in center, is it one of those things where here you are having to make calls, and like, are you like thinking, okay, I'm about to make this call and it's going to set all this off? Is it all about confidence? Even if you're right or wrong, you have to show that confidence that you're making the right call.
Absolutely. And I think, a lot of it is just how vocal you are.
Right.
Definitely, especially when you get in, you have Zach, you have a lot of these vets.
Right.
And I'm the one controlling it. So really, it's being loud, being vocal, being confident with what your call is. And like you said, whether I'm right or wrong, if you instill confidence, have everybody on the same page, you're going to be good to go.
Has that guy on the right side, that number 70, ever said, no, young man, no?
Not yet. but, I imagine down the road, we'll definitely get there at some point.
Have you gotten used to the here we go snap cadence?
I have. It was definitely an interesting part in OTAs, but I got used to it, and they always make jokes about it. You're going to hear that for 80-90 plays a game. So
Gavin mentioned you worked up a good sweat practice number one. Are you somebody that has to change pants throughout a game day?
No, I do sweat a lot, but it's just part of it, and you just live with. You're an offensive lineman. You get down and dirty, and it is what it is.
Speaking of the dirtiness, that's probably my favorite part of your game, dude. You are violent. You are nasty. You are tenacious. I think this Cowboys offensive line needed some of that. Has that always been your play temperament, or did something happen where you just got angry as a kid and said, I wanted to inflict pain on you?
Growing up, I had three brothers, so I got picked on a lot. I had two older brothers that picked on me a lot, and I think that kind of instilled that, dirtiness and, that willing to fight. And I think that's kind of where, it came. And now football is just another way to, instead of on my brothers, it's on other grown men. So
if you have a trait, your best trait, are you really good inside hand holder or is it second level kind of clip the guy? How do you, what's your best technique here?
I would probably say inside hand holder. I think especially if you're smart, you get away with a lot of holding.
Yeah, there
if
you
you're
go.
Smart. You know, I did a lot of that in college, and you know, I was surprised I didn't get flagged more than I did. But
now you're good at it, though. Like, yeah, you watch your tape, it's like you're holding, and now you're moving to the second level.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to snatch, pull, and then get to second
absolutely.
Level as well. So.
Absolutely.
Well, and that was something that was annoying. People were knocking you for your athleticism.
Yeah.
Like, have you actually watched Cooper Beebe play? All right, you tell them you're actually a freak athlete out there. You can move to the second level as well as anybody.
Oh, it's just, you know, just part of the criticism. It is what it is. I don't worry what, you know, the outside noise says. I just do me, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do my best every way I can.
We do need to ask you one thing, though. Speaking of athleticism, my guy here, Eric Chiafalo, has a theory when it comes to ankles and athletes. Would you mind maybe showing off the ankle? I know
let's
it's
see
taped
that ankle,
up here.
Coop.
He needs to critique, like...
Let's see that. Okay, a little taped up here. A little taped up. Look at the calf on that, bad boy. Okay, now here's the thing. Now, that's really exactly what you want to see. Walchuk, you're telling me there was some athleticism criticism thrown Cooper's way?
Not from me.
That makes no sense, because when you look at that's the exact combo you want. You need the meaty calf.
Right.
But then you need to have the honest line of demarcation
damn
to
right.
ankle. You know, you don't want to have confusion. Where does the calf start and the ankle end? What's the question? There is no questions here. That's exactly what you want to see. That's the prototype. That's the guy that's going to be pulling around the corner. Watch out. Watch out, edge rushers.
Damn right.
That's a guy who can, that's a dancing bear.
You got great calves.
It's a dancing bear.
And no cankles. Okay, when it comes to offensive linemen, the eating stories are legendary. Do you have an eating claim to fame?
I do not. I need to probably get one then, I guess.
Is there something that you think, like, if you were trying to be Joey Chestnut for a day and you entered, like, a championship food eating contest, something specific you could put down?
Oh, that's actually a great question. I definitely couldn't do hot dogs. That's way too much for me. I think a good pizza,
oh,
I could go for a while. Yeah.
What's the ideal pie?
I like Italian sausage and onion. It's way to go.
Yeah. That's money, dude.
There
that's absolutely
go.
Money.
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't have like an eating barbecue competition, K-State, Kansas barbecue. I imagine there's something going down where NIL deals. I mean, I see these dudes getting some NIL deals now, maybe with the food situation.
You know, when I was there, we didn't get much. I mean, there is a lot of good barbecue in KC for sure. But we never had any, you know, competitions or anything like that.
Wow. 12 years ago, Cooper, Travis Frederick stepped into training camp. Immediate smooth transition. It was part of a great Cowboys offensive line. You were obviously a child then, probably falling in love with football. Were you watching? Are there offensive linemen that you looked up to or patterned your game after or appreciated as you were coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've said this before, you know, it's kind of cool now being on the Cowboys, but Zach was definitely one of the dudes. Yeah. And I've said that, you know, in the past as one of the dudes I modeled my game after. So now to be able to learn from him in person, man, it's just an unreal experience. And like you said, you know, you watch a lot of these dudes growing up, and then now I'm here playing with them. So it's definitely a cool experience.
Are your dad and brothers big football guys too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
How many snaps did you throw to them from the time you got drafted to today?
Actually, my mom was the QB for me.
Yes.
Nice.
She stepped in. Yeah. Every time during her lunch break, we're out in the backyard. You know, she's getting the, you know, here we go. She had to get used to that. You know, and especially she'd hit me with a little knee for silent count.
Yeah. Nice.
So I got to give shout out to my mom on that one.
Is she chewing you out if it's ever a low snap or anything?
She didn't chew me out, but she let me know. You know, she'd hold it here if it was a bad snap and let me know about it.
Are all the QBs going here we go now?
Yeah.
So you think it's going to start a new league trend?
I don't know. Could.
It sounds good.
It does sound good.
I was hearing Trey Lance, though. He's not as confident with it as Dak is. You can hear it on the field. He's still growing into that, obviously, so
yeah.
It makes sense. Now, your love for Zach Martin, but you are a rookie. I know it's still early. Have we gotten any sort of rookie jobs, tasks that have been lapped upon Cooper Beebe's shores?
I mean, not super big right now. I mean, I did buy us a poker set for all the O-line to play.
Come on.
You know, I ordered a bunch of, they're called Velos, or like Zins. I got a hand out to the offensive line. But that's been my only duty so far. But I told them, you know, whatever they need me to do, just tell me and I'll get it done.
Now, you guys are playing poker back there?
Oh, yeah.
You a good poker player?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that was more.
Well, Dawson's got a game for you. Then.
That's part of the rookie hazing, I imagine.
Yeah, you just steal his money. What do you feel about the jersey swaps that's taken over the NFL post game?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, usually I don't know how many times O linemen usually jersey swap.
You'd be surprised.
But,
You probably you want to keep the jersey. You pancake the guy. You know that the turf mark or whatever on the jersey is because you planted him in the ground. Maybe you want to bring that one home with you.
I like that piece of grass right there.
No, I think, like, you know, if you're going against somebody, like, you know, you played with in college or something, that's pretty cool. Or somebody, you know, you grow accustomed to, like, you work out against each other.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm fine with it. Obviously, you know, you got to pay for the jerseys and stuff. So.
Oh, that's right. So is there's nobody that you've thought, like, man, that'd be pretty cool, get a jersey swap with him if you play him?
I think for me, it'd just be the guys. You know, I know, obviously, Ben Sinnott on the Commanders. We'll play him. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get a jersey swap.
How's the reunion been with Deuce?
Oh, I love it. Man, I love that dude to death. And it's so cool to be blocking for him again.
It is.
And, you know, he called me right after the draft and was so excited. So, yeah, I love it.
Is there a technique to blocking for a guy like that that's short, that but he's got the quickness? Is it like flash, like kind of just chip people and go? Or do you feel like that? Because sometimes you get quick guys that you don't have to hold them as long. But
I think he's the one that makes us look good.
Yeah.
You know, he hides behind us.
Right.
And then next thing you know, and he's right past you. You don't even know. You just, you know, block it like anybody else. But, you know, he's a spectacular player and he makes spectacular plays.
What's it take to have a great running game in the NFL?
I think it's just your mindset. Man, you got to have that physical, you know, downhill, we're going to run it down your throat kind of mindset. And, you know, I think that's something that we have here.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how different is the technique, would you say, from what you were using in college compared to what you're doing now with Solari?
I'd probably say a 7. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, throughout OTAs that I had to change just coming here in the NFL. But, I mean, it's been a pretty smooth transition. You know, I'm a very coachable person. And
hell yeah, you are.
I take the coaching and make the changes and, you know, just go about my business.
It's one of the things that Wolchuk had in his write-up about you. Just seems coachable as hell.
Absolutely.
Coachable as hell. That's verbatim. What is – or who is your roommate here at camp? Because – you got a roommate,
Nate,
right?
Nate's my roommate.
Oh, Nate Thomas. Okay.
Yeah. All right. How's that going so far?
It's going good. You know, we got a very nice setup here. It's you know, very gorgeous. The weather's beautiful. And, you know, I got nothing to complain about.
What's your ideal room temp?
Oh, I'm a, you know, 64, 65 guy. It's got to be cold. Cold and dark.
Wow. Yeah. You ready for the Texas heat, though?
You know, that was something when I first got there that wasn't – I think it was the humidity more than anything that I wasn't used to when I got to Texas. You know, it's, you know, it gets hot in Kansas, but that humidity is something different in Texas.
What are you going to do for your rookie talent? At some point you're going to get called up to sing or dance or, you know.
Yeah, we have karaoke. I think I'm up Sunday, I believe, is what they say.
Oh, we've got
Sunday's
days.
The big day.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you going with?
I picked 3. I have Don't Stop Believing, Party in the USA, and then I think the classic Sweet Caroline.
There you go.
No.
Pipes? No, we don't flex the golden pipes?
Party in the USA is what you do, because Miley Cyrus is doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
That's right.
You are channeling Super Bowl victory
the
moment you stand up there and you start moving your hips like, yeah, baby, damn right.
Moving my hips. Have you played college football 25?
Oh, I have, yes.
Okay, what's your grade? What do you think of the game?
Oh, I think it's cool. I think it's impossible to play defense in
that
game, though.
It's ridiculous.
The kicking's a little out there, too.
It's taking some getting used to.
I struggle with just kicking PATs in that game, so.
I agree with you. It's just badass to have it back.
Hey, you
no,
been,
it is, absolutely.
You should have been out here last couple years watching the kickers try and do some stuff out here in camp. I'll tell you what.
Nice to have Brandon Aubrey.
What a blessing. Cooper Beebe, Cowboys rookie, congrats on your success. Welcome to camp, and we look forward to watching you and your tremendous career.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There he goes. Yes, great first impression there with Coop here on the tennis courts, live here at Training Camp 2024. It is the G-Bag Nation. Okay, so we have that going on. The Rangers got another win this afternoon, if you missed it. 2-1 right here on your home of the champs. Simeon had a home run. Scherzer was awesome. And the reinforcements are on the way. Dunning activated. And Josh Jung freaking back with no rehab start. He will be on the way to Toronto probably as we speak, and will be in the lineup starting at third base tomorrow, said Bruce Bochy. 51-52 on the year, guys. We got to talk more about that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. But an edition of LA Live is coming up next. Lucius, where are we going with that, buddy?
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night. I have some reaching or preaching for the fellas.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, live in Oxnard, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. And we'll be back into the Rangers. Best team in baseball in the month of July. Is this really happening? We'll talk about that coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll recap the biggest stories from day one of Cowboys camp with you at 6:20. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has an edition of LA Live.
It's rally time for the Rangers. Rally time!
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. All right, it's a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get out.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, I don't drink. I just stopped drinking. I used to drink, and I wasn't an alcoholic. Like, whenever you tell people you don't drink,
yeah,
they always want an explanation. They always want to know what happened? Was it a problem? Was you beating your kids? Did you ruin marriages? Did you kill somebody in the vehicle? Like, what happened? We can't believe you don't drink poison. Explain to us why you don't drink poison.
Yeah.
I don't get the shock. Like, if I was to tell somebody, man, I don't never drink water, they'd be like, oh, okay.
That's that boy Tony Baker right there. This is LA Live for Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Shout out to all you Leos out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's you, Woolchuck.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, bro. I see you, dog. It's your time, Ryan. Man.
I don't know if it's cowardly.
Yeah, oh, come on. Look, he shot you down that fast. I was giving you your props, man. It's your time.
Thank you. I love you, Lucius. You're Ryan over here being a Debbie Downer.
You're roaming the Serengeti right now, bro. Also, shout out to anyone that is just traveling through on a road trip.
Yeah.
Picking up this signal for the first time. You don't know what's going on. Shout out to you. Remember that, guys, when you go on a road trip and you would, you like every town you would go through, you try to find the radio station, just listen to see what's going on.
Yep.
Think of the past.
Right.
Shout out to you if you're still getting that down. My name is L.A. This is L.A. Live on 105.3 The Fan, G-Bag Nation. G-Bag stands for?
Great Broadcasting About Games.
That is a general right there. And we got Brian Broadus with us. He's a old football scout. He's got himself a he's got himself a Super Bowl ring, too. He's done some drafts, too.
He's
man.
Wearing it.
Yeah. He might know your favorite football player of all time. He might know that guy personally.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who'd your dad hang out with?
It was Mickey Mantle.
Yep.
Yeah.
See there?
It's generational.
They're drinking buddies.
Yep.
Yep. Zach Woolchuck and Eric Chiafalo, two broadcasting buddies from the North Texas area, riding with us too as well.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Nailed it.
They What's are, up, Lucius?
They
What's
are
going
up
on right
and
now?
Coming.
What's going on, Lucius?
I just want to get froze up. Nah, man. I just want to get some love for the folks that's traveling for the first time. Never heard what's going on here in the G-Bag Nation. I just want to thank them for riding with us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do a little pandering right here.
That's a true professional.
Yeah, man. Be safe on those roads. Yeah.
Man, when you turn into LA radio, it doesn't matter what day of the year it is, they're talking Lakers. And it's all Bronny right now. Like, what's Bronny going to do? I remember 5 years ago, it was Ball. Oh, what's Lonzo Ball going to do? I'm like, wow, they could talk about some balls. Yeah, some Lakers.
Yeah, shout out to that, man. I used to love riding through the cities and hearing different stations what was going on. It's a Thirsty Thursday here, Ladies Night in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental. And their no-bill guarantee, book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Now, watch how you talk about this, because I believe they're our partner. They are partnering with everybody, in fact. CrowdStrike. They had a little kerfuffle on July 19th. Well, it is reported that they are offering partners $10 Uber gift cards. Uber Eats gift cards for an apology for that meltdown update on July 19th.
Oh, man. You can keep it.
You're
throwing a healthy $10 on there too, Lucius? Is that what I heard?
$10 Uber Eats. We'll pay for the delivery charge.
Yeah, that'll cover the convenience fee.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is reported. I don't know if that's a super fact, but that is reported. And what's reported nowadays is a fact. I don't know. So we're living in a crazy world here, folks. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on the Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. Oh, man. Let's welcome this young man to the stage. He's got a hot 5 minutes of comedy for us right here. It's UCLA's coach, Deshaun Foster. Bombing. I mean, bombing. Somebody come help him at a Big Ten Media Day.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing?
Ooh, it got hot.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships. So
not too sure
about
fits
that. Us being right in this conference.
Just fits.
Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
That's hysterical.
That's
hilarious.
Lower
Best
Alabama.
Part right there.
Lower Alabama.
It's us and USC.
Oh, fight on.
Two of them down here.
Yep, two.
We,
Gotta unloosen his collar.
I'm just basically excited, really.
There you
That's
go.
It. Man. Yeah. Mm. That gap gets longer every time. It really does.
Yeah, coach, you got to wrap this up.
Lucius, was he that nervous? Was it nerves?
Yeah, he was nervous as hell.
Wow.
You got to wrap it up, coach. This is your conscience. Do you have any jokes for Emmett?
I saw a guy with a UCLA hat on the plane last night. I almost asked him, is that in L.A.?
USC?
Good stuff. Hey, Celine Dion. She will be performing at the Paris Olympics opening ceremony.
Yeah. Nice.
Friday, tomorrow. I will catch the opening ceremony. I never miss them.
She's singing the Titanic song.
That's funny you say that. Hold up. There we go. No, I don't think she'd be singing the Titanic song, but they will be paying her $2 million, reportedly $2 million to sing whatever song she's supposed to sing.
Wow.
How about that? So
the people?
The Olympics doesn't do what the NFL does, where the NFL is like, hey, you perform at our halftime show. This is just good business for you. The Olympics is like, hey, we're still going to pay you. It's a better gig.
Yeah, that's beautiful. This is Dion's first public appearance or performance since her diagnosis with stiff person syndrome.
What is that?
Google it up and tell
me. You have a stiffy all day.
Hey, I wish that was a problem.
There's some guys out here to sign up for it. how do you catch it? Is that something you get out of Lake Water?
Is that contagious? Yeah.
Shout out to that Blue Chew.
I'm choppy for Blue Chew. Ah! Must be something you can catch in a lake or something. I don't know, man. Yeah, stiff person syndrome. Not to make fun of anybody that's suffering with stiff person syndrome. I know you probably want to turn off the radio, but you're stuck.
You bastards.
Rare.
It's they're just being tortured listening to us right now.
Bones? Look, somebody on that says bones are fusing to skin and muscles are hardening. Oh my gosh.
It says muscle stiffness and painful spasms.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a full body cramp, dude. Well,
that's why they're paying a $2 million to get out there.
That or hiccups. Come on, power rank.
Oh, I'll take hiccups all day.
Power rank.
No, I'll probably do
body.
Stiff.
But we know you go stiff,
yeah,
okay?
I'm going stiff, bro. I'm in the bed all day. I'm watching documentaries. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
That's weed.
Medicate to get over my stiffness. That hiccups is just terrible. You can't even eat any food, bro.
I really do appreciate how quickly Lucius jumped in. The rest of you guys are like, I'm not too sure.
I'm still stumped, to be honest with you.
Come on, man.
That's tough.
Hiccups?
I don't want the hiccups, you know?
Not at all.
Doesn't sound like you want stiff man syndrome either.
That's what she said.
There's no cure for it, is there?
There's no cure. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Thirsty Thursday ladies night.
Hey.
Shout out to you if you've been married.
Marriage is like having cable with just one channel. Same shit come on every day. Damn, bitch, I love you, but I want to see another movie. You got to hang around other married people, too. I hang around my boy. He been married for 6 years. The nigga videotaped his wedding day, never watched it.
Now, every day,
he watch it every day, but he watch it in reverse. Because he said he loves seeing himself take that ring back off of that bitch finger. Just waving at her ugly ass mother. Back in the limo, back at the bachelor party.
Well, there's some truths and jokes, I tell you what.
Wow.
A whole lot of truth and jokes.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, some days I feel like I should just wake up and write an apology letter and leave $200. And,
yeah.
Like, I know. I messed up. Yeah. And leave money.
$200. That's the number. He knows the number that does it.
I love the moment when someone's telling a joke where you're trying to figure out where they're going. When he says he's watching his video, his wedding tape in reverse. I'm like, where is he going with this? That was a great punchline.
Life was better before.
Yeah. So I've got enough time to get to this. Arr, no
yeah,
idea.
Do it. Come on.
All right. There's this young lady, since you guys are out there with those cowboys, those young athletes who are making all types of monies and some that want to make more money, you know, all types of good stuff. This young lady right here feels she has a good business idea, which shout out to anybody that has a business idea. Good for you, bro. Especially if you're feeding yourself off of your idea. Good for you. She has a business idea that will protect young, rich athletes. Or high-valued young men, or maybe a man with a skill that pays the bills, nice trades guy or something like that, or maybe just a guy with potential. Do they still like men with potential?
Hell no.
As long as you're super funny, I heard.
You gotta have them.
I mean, right. If they've got pay potential, the they can fix them. You know, they want men that they can fix,
okay.
Or they just got money.
Okay. Well, should this young lady right here take her idea to Shark Tank, or is she just reaching?
I am now going to start a business for thought protection. And what I...
Yeah, well, now what's the name of the
thought
business?
Thought protection. Yeah, I like it.
Thought protection, because them thoughts be in your pockets.
I am now going to start a business for thought protection. And what I am going to do is advise these young guys on what to do. You go to 10 fertility clinics around the world, and you save your sperm, and you freeze it at 17 years old. So that when you want kids for real, you got it. Then you go ahead and you get yourself a vasectomy. ASAP Rocky. Quick.
ASAP Rocky.
So now you'll never, ever, ever have to run into this problem. One, you never have to think about getting her pregnant. You can get with the thoughts in and out. But you know what? You don't even have to tell them that you have been vasectomized.
Ouch.
You don't have to say I'm fixed. And then they're thinking like, ooh, I got him to go raw. We went Whoa. Uno with no protection. We went Uno with no umbrella. And like at some point he's gonna put a baby in me, and she's just gonna stay. You know what? Now no custody payments, no child support, nothing. And when you find the girl that's not a thought, because I can snuff out a thought pretty quick. These guys, they don't know. They're just with thoughts so much. They're around the thoughts so much. They don't even.
All right, you get her point. She's genius.
Is that Trista Crick?
It sounds like Trista Crick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's terrific. I'm surprised we haven't heard this idea before.
Yeah. She covers the NBA, so she's probably got a pretty good
plan. She's got it figured out, and I'm pretty sure she's heard plenty of sad stories.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to cover this dinner tonight because I got that payment on the 15th.
Yes. How much did that cost to keep him in there for a while? It's probably a nice little knot, but not as much as the child support.
I mean, couldn't you just keep it in your own freezer?
I don't know, man.
I there's probably stuff.
It's my specimen, okay?
Yeah.
You have an at-home plan?
Mine? Yeah.
Honey, what's this?
I don't know.
I got the turkey baster.
That's dinner. Sorry.
Make some sweet rolls for you.
A little ice cream tonight, honey?
Is that frosting?
Yeah. Make some sweet rolls. What'd you use of this?
We had that icing in the back of the freezer.
Some leftover icing. Honey, that wasn't icing.
Is this organic?
It's all natural sugar.
So you think that's a good business idea? What are you? She can start.
I think it's genius.
I like Trista. I think she's got a good idea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Only thing she didn't cover was the STDs.
Right, yeah, those three letters.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, those STDs. Yeah. All right, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I went over. I apologize, but that's my time.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, live in Oxnard, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. And we'll be back into the Rangers, best team in baseball in the month of July. Is this really happening? We'll talk about that coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll recap the biggest stories from day one of Cowboys camp with you at 6:20. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has an edition of LA Live.
It's rally time for the Rangers. Rally time!
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. All right, it's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's fired. It's fired. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get out.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, I don't drink. I just stopped drinking. I used to drink, and I wasn't an alcoholic. Like, whenever you tell people you don't drink,
yeah,
they always want an explanation. They always want to know what happened? Was it a problem? Was you beating your kids? Did you ruin marriages? Did you kill somebody in the vehicle? Like, what happened? We can't believe you don't drink poison. Explain to us why you don't drink poison.
Yeah.
I don't get the shock. Like, if I was to tell somebody, man, I don't never drink water, they'd be like, oh, okay.
That's that boy Tony Baker right there. This is LA Live for Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Shout out to all you Leos out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's you, Woolchuck.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, bro. I see you, dog. Showtime, man.
I don't know if it's cowardly.
Yeah, come on. Look, he shot you down that fast. I was giving you your props, man. It's your time.
Thank you. I love you, Lucius.
You're
right over here being a Debbie Downer.
You're roaming the Serengeti right now, bro. Shout out to anyone that is just traveling through on a road trip. Picking up this signal for the first time. You don't know what's going on. Shout out to you. Remember that, guys, when you go on a road trip and you would, you like every town you would go through, you try to find the radio station just listen to see what's going on.
Yep.
Think of the past.
Right.
Shout out to you if you're still getting that down. My name is LA. This is LA Live on 105.3 The Fan, G-Bag Nation. G-Bag stands for
Great Broadcasting About Games.
That is a general right there. And we got Brian Broadus with us. He's a old football scout. He's got himself a Super Bowl ring, too. He's done some drafts, too.
He's wearing it.
Yeah. He might know your favorite football player of all time. He might know that guy personally.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who'd your dad hang out with?
It was Mickey Mantle.
Yep.
Yeah.
See there?
It's generational.
They're drinking buddies.
Yep.
Yep. Zach Woolchuck and Eric Chiafalo, two broadcasting buddies from the North Texas area, riding with us too as well.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Nailed it.
What's up, Lucius? What's going on right now?
Coming.
What's going on, Lucius?
I just want to give some love for the folks that's traveling for the first time. Never heard what's going on here in the G-Bag Nation. I just want to thank them for riding with us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do a little pandering right here.
That's a true professional.
Yeah, man. Be safe on those roads.
Man, when you turn into LA radio, it doesn't matter what day of the year it is, they're talking Lakers. And it's all Bronny right now. Like, what's Bronny going to do? I remember 5 years ago, it was Ball. Oh, what's Lonzo Ball going to do? I'm like, wow, they could talk about some balls. Yeah, some Lakers.
Yeah, shout out to that, man. I used to love riding through the cities and hearing different stations what was going on. It's a Thirsty Thursday here, Ladies Night in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental. And their no bill guarantee, book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Now watch how you talk about this, because I believe they're a partner. They're partnering with everybody, in fact. CrowdStrike. They had a little kerfuffle on July 19th. Well, it is reported that they are offering partners $10 Uber gift cards. Uber Eats gift cards for an apology for that meltdown update on July 19th.
Oh, man. You can keep it.
You're
throwing a healthy $10 on there too, Lucius? Is that what I heard?
$10 Uber Eats. We'll pay for the delivery charge.
Yeah, that'll cover the convenience fee.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is reported. I don't know if that's a super fact, but that is reported. And what's reported nowadays is a fact. I don't know. So we're living in a crazy world here, folks. G-Pack of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on the Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. Oh, man. Let's welcome this young man to the stage. He's got a hot 5 minutes of comedy for us right here. It's UCLA's coach, Deshaun Foster. Bombing. I mean, bombing. Somebody come help him at a Big Ten Media Day.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing?
Ooh, it got hot.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so
this sure
fits
that.
Us being right in this conference.
Just fits.
Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Lower best Alabama. Part right there.
Lower Alabama.
It's us and USC.
Oh, fight on.
Two of them down here.
Yep, two.
We,
Got to unloosen his collar.
I'm just basically excited, really.
There you
go. That gap gets longer every time. It really does.
Yeah, coach, you got to wrap this up.
Lucius, was he that nervous? Was it nerves?
Yeah, he was nervous as hell.
Wow.
You got to wrap it up, coach. This is your conscience. Do you have any jokes for Emmett?
I saw a guy with a UCLA hat on the plane last night. I almost asked him, is that in L.A.?
USC?
Good stuff. Hey, Celine Dion. She will be performing at the Paris Olympics opening ceremony.
Yeah. Nice.
Friday, tomorrow. I will catch the opening ceremony. I never miss them.
She's singing the Titanic song.
That's funny you say that. Hold up. There we go. No, I don't think she'd be singing the Titanic song, but they will be paying her $2 million, reportedly $2 million to sing whatever song she's supposed to sing.
Wow.
How about that?
So the people?
The Olympics doesn't do what the NFL does, where the NFL is like, hey, you perform at our halftime show. This is just good business for you. The Olympics is like, hey, we're still going to pay you. It's a better gig.
Yeah, that's beautiful. This is Dion's first public appearance or performance since her diagnosis with stiff person syndrome.
What is that?
Google it up and tell
me. You have a stiffy all day.
Hey, I wish that was a problem.
There's some guys out here to sign up for it. how do you catch it? Is that something you get out of lake water?
I'm RJ Choppy.
Is that contagious? Yeah.
Shout out to that Blue Chew.
I'm Choppy for Blue Chew.
It must be something you can catch in a lake or something. I got it.
I don't know, man. Yeah, stiff person syndrome.
Not to make fun of anybody that's suffering with stiff person syndrome. I know you probably want to turn off the radio, but you're stuck.
You bastards.
Rare.
Muscle. They're just being tortured listening to us right now.
Bones? Look, somebody on that says bones are fusing to skin and muscles are hardening. Oh, my gosh.
It's his muscle stiffness and painful spasms.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a full body cramp, dude. Well,
that's why they're paying the $2 million to get out there.
That or hiccups. Come on, power rank.
I'll take hiccups all day.
Power rank.
No, I'll probably do
body.
Stiff.
Well, we know you go stiff,
yeah,
okay?
I'm going stiff, bro. I'm in the bed all day. I'm watching documentaries. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
That's weed.
Medicate to get over my stiffness. That hiccups is just terrible. You can't even eat any food, bro.
I really do appreciate how quickly Lucius jumped in. The rest of you guys are like, I'm not too sure.
I'm still stumped, to be honest with you.
Come on, man.
That's tough.
Hiccups?
I don't want the hiccups, you know?
Not at all.
Doesn't sound like you want stiff man syndrome either.
That's what she said.
There's no cure for it, is there?
There's no cure. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Thirsty Thursday ladies night.
Hey.
Shout out to you if you've been married.
Marriage is like having cable with just one channel. Same to come on every day. Damn, bitch, I love you, but I want to see another movie. You got to hang around other married people, too. I hang around my boy. He been married for 6 years. The videotaping his wedding day, never watched it.
Never
now,
watched
every day,
it.
He watch it every day, but he watch it in reverse. Because he said he loves seeing himself take that ring back off of that bitch finger. Just waving at her ugly ass mother. Laughing at them back at the bachelor party. Look how happy I was. I ain't smiled like this since I married that bitch.
Well, there's some truths and jokes, I'll tell you what.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of truth and jokes.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, some days I feel like I should just wake up and write an apology letter and leave $200. And,
yeah.
Like, I know. I messed up.
Yeah. And leave $200. That's the number. He knows the number that does it.
I love the moment when someone's telling a joke where you're trying to figure out where they're going. When he says he's watching his video, his wedding tape in reverse. I'm like, where is he going with this? That was a great punchline.
Life was better before.
Yeah. So I've got enough time to get to this. Arr, no.
Yeah, do it. Come on.
All right. There's this young lady, since you guys are out there with those cowboys, those young athletes who are making all types of monies and some that want to make more money, you know, all types of good stuff. This young lady right here feels she has a good business idea, which, shout out to anybody that has a business idea. Good for you, bro. Especially if you're feeding yourself off of your idea. Good for you. She has a business idea that will protect young, rich athletes. Or high-valued young men, or maybe a man with a skill that pays the bills, nice trades guy or something like that, or maybe just a guy with potential. Do they still like men with potential?
Hell no.
As long as you're super funny, I heard.
You got ahead of them.
I mean, right, if they've got potential, they can fix them. You know, they want men that they can fix,
okay.
Or they just got money.
Okay. Well, should this young lady right here take her idea to Shark Tank, or is she just reaching?
I am now going to start a business for thought protection. And what I...
Yeah, well, now what's the name of the
thought
business?
Thought protection. Yeah, I like it.
Thought protection, because them thoughts be in your pockets.
I am now going to start a business for thought protection. And what I am going to do is advise these young guys on what to do. You go to 10 fertility clinics around the world, and you save your sperm, and you freeze it at 17 years old. So that when you want kids for real, you got it. Then you go ahead and you get yourself a vasectomy. ASAP Rocky. Quick.
ASAP Rocky.
So now you'll never, ever, ever have to run into this problem. One, you never have to think about getting her pregnant. You can get with the thoughts in and out. And you know what? You don't even have to tell them that you have been vasectomized.
Ouch.
You don't have to say I'm fixed. And then they're thinking like, ooh, I got him to go raw. We went
Whoa.
Uno with no protection. We went Uno with no umbrella. And like at some point he's gonna put a baby in me, and she's just gonna stay. You know what? Now no custody payments, no child support, nothing. And when you find the girl that's not a thought, because I can snuff out a thought pretty quick. These guys, they don't know. They're just with thoughts so much. They're around the thoughts so much. They don't even.
All right, you get her point. She's genius.
Is that Trista Crick?
It sounds like Trista Crick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's terrific. I'm surprised we haven't heard this idea before.
Yeah. She covers the NBA, so she's probably got a pretty good
plan.
She's
got it figured out. I'm pretty sure she's heard plenty of sad stories.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to cover this dinner tonight because I got that payment on the 15th.
Yes. How much did that cost to keep him in there for a while? It's probably a nice little knot, but not as much as the child support. I mean, couldn't you just keep it in your own freezer?
I don't know, good question. Man.
I there's probably stuff.
It's my specimen, okay?
Yeah,
you got an at-home plan in mind?
Honey, what's this?
I got the turkey baster.
That's dinner. Sorry.
That was some sweet rolls for you.
A little ice cream tonight, honey?
Yeah. Is that frosting?
Yeah, make some sweet rolls. What'd you use of this?
We had that icing in the back of the freezer.
Yeah, some leftover icing. Honey, that wasn't icing.
Is this organic?
It's all natural sugar.
So you think that's a good business idea? What are you? She can start.
I think it's genius.
I like Trista. I think she's got a good idea.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Only thing she didn't cover was the STDs.
Right, yeah. Those three letters.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, those STDs. Yeah. All right, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I went over. I apologize, but that's my time.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.